For Sunday, April 27th, 2024, you're listening to Food in 5 Minutes, the part of the Ken on Food podcast that brings you five food stories from Ireland and beyond each Sunday, all drawn from the past week. And it's been another busy week on the food front, and another busy week in general. Wherever you're listening to this, on your Sunday morning or a little bit later in the week, I hope I find you in good form. I hope you enjoy the five food stories that I've got for you here. We're hitting the end of April, all of a shot. We're gearing up for the Maybank holiday weekend. Foodie Fest is going to hit Kilkenny in a few days' time. This week's food outings included an almighty dinner at Zuni in Kilkenny. And again, I'm fairly sure I've said this before, if you haven't tried their pork belly, please try the pork belly. It's amazing. May have also had a walk through their cocktail menu as things got late on Friday, and you can check Ken on Food on Instagram for the evidence. As always, if you've got a story to share, you can email me at any stage. It's Ken at kenonfood.com. You can give me a shout anywhere you find Ken on Food on socials. You can also get the newsletter over on Substack. I've got links to it on the blog and in the podcast description, wherever you're listening to this right now. Let's get on with this week's stories. So as I've just mentioned, Foodie Fest is about to hit Kilkenny. It's the inaugural running of Foodie Fest. It takes place at Mountain View, Ballyhale, across Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of May. And it's going to feature contestants from the hit BBC show MasterChef. They're going to be hosting a series of culinary masterclasses, from Italian-style cooking to recycling food to delicious, wholesome dishes and firing up flavour-packed summer barbecues with tips to become a true pit master. On Saturday the 4th of May, executive chef of Mountain View, Keith Boyle, is going to oversee dinner with the master chefs, in which three Michelin star experienced master chefs, Nick Rapson, Forrest Kwok and Matthew Samuels, are going to prepare a curated four-course menu in the stylish surrounds of the Greenhouse restaurant at Mountain View. The weekend festival of food also features the street food market, showcasing tastes and talents from across Ireland with local and international flavours to enjoy, including Mountain View's loaded zero waste food truck. I've spoken about this before. Get the fries, get the beef if they're doing the beef, or go Mexican chicken if they're doing that. Menu could be a total surprise, but the food is an absolute treat. There's also workshops on how to grow your own produce, good gut health, specialized classes in Pilates and yoga on the Sunday if that's your thing. The full festival lineup and ticket details for the daytime events and the MasterChef pop-up dining experience are available online now at foodiefest.ie and on kenonfood.com. Well, it's been another busy week around these parts. AgriAware are gearing up for another busy period of their own in their school's programme calendar. They've got the commencement of Healthy Eating Week starting tomorrow, which is Monday, 29th of April. It's a week-long event, runs Monday through Friday, May 3rd, that sees AgriAware bring Healthy Eating Week to schools, both in-person and online. They've got a long-standing healthy eating and growing programme called Incredible Edibles. If you've not come across it before, in a nutshell, it's a healthy eating and growing programme for primary schools. The aim of it is to educate students about growing fruit and veg, increase their knowledge of food origin and quality. And if I'm looking back, like, and I had this discussion with my brother recently, bar growing watercress in senior infants, if you're Irish, you know the story. I would say that my only memory of food education in the whole of primary and post-primary level was a couple of weeks dipping the toes into home economics in transition year. That is neither today nor yesterday. So anything at this level that highlights the important role that fresh Irish produce plays in our diet, the importance of consuming 5 to 7 portions of fruit and veg a day, is an absolute welcome addition, and long may it continue. They're partnering with Dole Ireland for the week. They're going to be joined in primary schools in person in Dublin and Louth, but they've also got a national webinar for schools to join in on during the week. I've got all the details you need right now at kenonfood.com. Middle story of the week comes from the start of the week, where, if you didn't cop it, Monday was Earth Day. As part of the news cycle, Repack launched some new research that shows what they call a damaging gap in recycling knowledge among Irish residents. In it, out of the numbers that make sense, only 34% of Irish residents confidently understand the recycling process. A mere third of people surveyed, and there was over 2,000 people surveyed, a mere third find recycling straightforward. Compounding the knowledge gap, 41% believe that minor recycling errors don't affect the overall process, revealing a significant misunderstanding of the impact that individual actions can have on the effectiveness on recycling. Only half the people surveyed say they always separate their waste into the correct bins at home. Again, half of those surveyed say they check whether packaging can actually be recycled when they go to dispose of it, and 1 in 10 check when they go to purchase an item if it can actually be done. There's a whole raft of tips and tricks and everything else you find on the blog right now, kenonfood.com and repack.ie. In a good news story out of Dublin, the Glass at TU Dublin Community Garden, located at TU Dublin campus in Fingal, celebrated a momentous occasion on Friday, marking its first birthday. It's operated by Ballymun-based charity Global Action Plan in partnership with TU Dublin at Blanchardstown. It's become a well-used community asset since opening last spring. And in the past year, groups of local people, school children, companies, they've worked hard to level the ground, plant fruit trees, make wheelchair accessible paths, build compost bays, grow a whole range of vegetables, and as a result has become a real symbol of community resilience and environmental stewardship. It's a good news story. It's drawing inspiration from the model of the Glass Community Garden in Ballymun in Dublin, and the whole idea is to serve as a hub for sustainable living and community empowerment in Blanchardstown and beyond. You can read more about it now through the link in the podcast notes and online at kenonfood.com. And last but by no means least this week, there's a West Clare town that's been bucking the trend of restaurant closures nationally. So while last week's podcast featured a spot on more restaurant closures, the number is nationally breaking the 200 mark for food-led businesses since the turn of the year. There was a good news story through Clare FM, the local radio station for County Clare this week, that focuses on a raft of recent openings in Kilrush in the south of the county. So if you're planning on going west this summer, you could do worse than check out the newly opened On Bhog Cafe in Kilrush's Henry Street. They opened their doors barely 2 weeks ago in a premises that was originally operated as a public house in the 1900s, like early 1900s. On Shakabia Ma has been open for 2 months under the eye of owner and head chef John O'Brien. Ilan, also on Henry Street, opened last month, already employs 10. They've got plans for expansion. They're taking their name from the nearby Scattery Island. And Jellyfish Marketplace Cafe opened up in December. There's a full 16-minute interview available at the link in the show description wherever you're listening to this right now, and also online, as always, at kenonfood.com. And that's it for this week. 5 food stories from Ireland and beyond. All of the notes, all of the links, everything you need to know are on the blog. You can also catch up and get more detail through the newsletter. Subscribe for free today, kenonfood.substack.com. Wherever you are in the world, have a good week. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Take care.